In early May, we celebrated VE Day on the 8th. My old self, an 8-year-old in Bradford's home embrace when war in Europe ended, missing my older brother, a cold sailor in the Atlantic storms, anchored in Canada. He returned safe, proudly with his Canadian bride, to a freezing Britain, and an unhappy baptism into winter's desolation, taking them back, never to return. Odd now to remember 1945. Now in a Cumbrian village, my retirement home, among different voices, wanting to honour all those who served during the war. This in a time of virus-induced isolation, with a new generation at war with a silent enemy, in uniforms unlike anything proudly worn before. The flags are out and lots of bunting quickly made, flutters in the sunny breeze, while tables dressed for tea sit separate on the paths, each socially distant. Greetings pass across the festive street, and at the stroke of 3 o'clock, we raise our glasses in a toast to thank both serving generations.